I heard him go as I stood at the half-open door of my own room, to which I had now withdrawn. The house cleared, I shut myself in, fastened the bolt that none might intrude, and proceeded, not to weep, not to mourn, I was yet too calm for that, but mechanically to take off the wedding dress, and replace it by the stuff gown I had worn yesterday, as I thought for the last time. I then sat down. I felt weak and tired. I leaned my arms on a table, and my head dropped on them. And now I thought. Till now I had only heard, seen, moved, followed up and down where I was led or dragged, watched event rushed on event, disclosure open beyond disclosure. But now I thought. The morning had been a quiet morning enough, all except the brief scene with the lunatic. The transaction in the church had not been noisy. There was no explosion of passion, no loud altercation, no dispute, no defiance or challenge, no tears, no sobs. A few words had been spoken, a calmly pronounced objection to the marriage made, some stern, short questions put by Mr. Rochester, answers, explanations given, evidence adduced. An open admission of the truth had been uttered by my master. Then the living proof had been seen, the intruders were gone, and all was over.